I want to welcome you guys to Our Bop. This is Riddick's Book of Philosophy. My name's Philip Riddick, and this is where I talk about what I want to talk about the way I want to talk about it. If you enjoy this podcast, tell your friends, family, and loved ones to come in and enjoy my whimsical way of saying things, doing things, and thinking about things.
Please hold for a very important message.
Hey, everybody. Sooner or later, you're going to have to travel. You're going to have to take a plane, a hotel, or rent a car or something, either because you want to go on a vacation, something that you were waiting for or really wanted to do. Or sometimes we have some unfortunate circumstances in our families where we have to travel involuntarily. Either way or the other, if you need to travel, you want to save some money. I am an independent TSA travel savings ambassador for iBoomerang. And I can save you 30 to 70% on your travel. If you send me your first and last name to the following email address, dcboomgetaways@gmail.com. Once again, dcboom, B-U-U-M, getaways@gmail.com. I can send you an absolutely free website, yours personally, that you can use whenever you want, and it will save you money. It can save your money whenever you are going away. You might be going away now. You might be going away in the future. This website is yours forever. So once again, if you want to save money traveling 30 to 70%, shoot your first and last name to me at dcboom, B-U-U-M, getaways@gmail.com. Welcome to Our Bop. Welcome to Our Bop. My name's Phil, y'all. I'm the hostess with the mostest. And I have a fantastic guest here, my friend Darren Wilson. He is from Fire and Water Cooking. Put your hands together for my guest. All right, guys. The topic of this podcast is going to be about podcasting. Because I have an excellent podcaster here with me, and there might be some questions and things that you might want to know, because there's a buttload of stuff that I want to know. I'm going to try to suck this man's brain. I said brain. Stop it. All right. So, Darren, first of all, I want to say thank you for coming, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. Darren let me come to his podcast, which we'll talk about here shortly, and tit for tat, I invited him to come to the RBOP podcast. So, I'm going to let you introduce yourself, man. Who are you? Where are you from? And what do you do?
Well, thanks for having me on, Phil. I appreciate it. And I don't know if I'm excellent podcaster, but I try. I've been doing it for just about a year now. So I'm a banker by trade. I've been doing not really a banker, stuff you wear, suit and tie in an office somewhere, but I actually call on car dealers for loans. So I'm an outside sales rep, but I've been doing that for probably close to 30 years now. Nice. But I've always loved to cook. I started out cooking when I was young in restaurants and stuff, and kind of found out early on I couldn't really make a good living doing that. The crazy hours and just not making a whole money if you want to raise a family. So I had to get into something that I could actually make a good living at, but I still always loved to cook, and I've always cooked. I cook, for my family. I'm the one who does all the cooking. I've always, not just barbecue and grilling, but I cook everything. So, I always loved it. I always like learning new ways to cook and new, different methods and all that. So, I live in Florida. I'm outside of Tampa. Right in between Orlando and Tampa. Been married for right at 20 years next month, and got, a 13-year-old daughter and an 18-year-old son. And I got a 35-year-old son that lives up around your area, up in North Carolina, right by Raleigh, outside of Raleigh there. So,
That's about an hour from me, hour and a half, give or take.
And he used to live in Wilmington. So he's, around that same area, but
nice.
Now he's over.
You mentioned cooking, man. And what I like about your channel is, nothing against the barbecue pure guys. That's cool. But your channel and my channel are similar, because we cook with interest, man. It's not just barbecue. It's just not frying bacon or whatever. It's food. And that's right. What is unique about yours. Yes, indeed. So we talk about what you do for a living. Let's talk about your social media. Now, I know you have a YouTube channel. I know you have a podcast. And I know you have an Instagram. Tell me about those.
Well, it kind of started out about 2.5 years ago. I used to frequent a lot of Facebook groups and YouTube, you know, watch a lot of YouTube and all that. And I started, when I started getting into the sous vide stuff, and you know, I first started hearing about it and seeing, you know, some articles about it and people posting up about it in some of the Facebook groups and stuff, it kind of intrigued me. And I really didn't have any thing that I did. I just, you know, did my own, you know, Facebook page or whatever. I didn't have any desire to start a group or, you know, have any really? Kind of YouTube channel. I was more a consumer of social media.
Okay.
Before, and then, yeah, I started getting more involved in, you know, the barbecue groups, and then I got involved with sous vide, and I started learning, you know, a lot of different things. And I found that some of the groups, especially the Facebook groups, some of them were just not providing enough information to members, or the way they were being run, I just didn't really care for them. So I decided to start my own, and I kind of got into the sous vide, mixing sous vide with barbecue. There's nobody really doing it.
So I
did a lot of studying on barbecue, a lot of studying on sous vide, and I was kind of pushing them together. Occasionally there were some that did it. The first things that got me interested is I wanted Greg Mervich's YouTube videos, which is Ballistic Barbecue.
Yep, Greg and Ballistic.
Most of you guys know who he is. So I saw one of his videos where he did a brisket and sous vide it and then cooked it on the smoker. And it kind of blew my mind. And he was one of the first ones I saw do that. And it just kind of lit a fire under me. And I started, you know, this could be something. I started playing around and experimenting with it. And I decided to start my own Facebook group and dedicated to that. And within the first like 2 or 3 weeks, I had over 1,000, you know, members. So it kind of grew really quick.
Yeah.
And after about 4 or 5 months, it got up to where I was at like, you know, 4 or 5,000 members. And I said, you know what, I might as well start looking at, you know, doing something more, you know. So I decided to start my YouTube channel.
For the Facebook, was it just articles, pictures, stuff like that, or was it video, or just regular blend?
Wasn't really videos. It was just pictures. You know, hey, this is what I did. You know, here's how I cooked this, and and then people just going back and forth. You know, hey, what'd you do? What's the time and temp for this? And then here's pictures of what I did, and then I started really getting say, well, I could do more, and I said, I've always been a somebody who liked to watch videos on YouTube to learn things. I mean, fix the ice maker in your refrigerator, I'd go to YouTube. You know, I don't paying people to come and do stuff for me. So
YouTube's a new library. It's a new encyclopedia. You can learn anything. Yeah. But anyway, continue.
And you can take it with you. You take your iPad and your phone, and you can watch it right next to where you're doing stuff. So And I said, well, you know, there's not a whole lot, you know, there would be people that would every once in a while come out with a sous vide and barbecue video, like with Greg, you know, that wasn't his main thing. Most of the stuff is burgers and barbecue. So I said, you know what, I'm going to try to show people how they can mix the two on a more regular basis. I do occasionally, I'll do a regular barbecue cook and then just regular sous vide cook. But a lot of my stuff is showing people how to use the different methods together or reviewing stuff or, you know, just more informational, more tutorials type stuff. So I decided to start doing that. And that kind of took off. YouTube's kind of funny because it'll sputter and, you know, 1 minute you get to 1,000 members and all of a sudden it just drops, you know,
it grinds to a halt. Yeah.
It grinds to a halt. But I mean, I just now passed over 4,000 after almost 2 years. So, I mean, it's starting to come back. Like I said, it goes in spurts. You know, I sat there at, 2,000 for probably, 3 or 4 months, and it just barely would move. But it all depends on what's going on. I I don't know. I think with this whole thing with the COVID-19 going on, a lot of people turned to YouTube doing more of that. So my channel kind of grew, and the Facebook page as well, and in the group. Yeah. So yeah, I kind of started the Facebook page, you know, as an offset of the two, kind of combining the two to right. have a jumping off point for the Facebook group and the YouTube channel. And then of course I do some Instagram. Most of my Instagram stuff though is just, you know, pictures of what I'm going to have in my video or right. that I've talked about in the group. So I do have the Instagram. I just post a lot of my personal stuff still on my Instagram. So
I'll tell you what I do, how I've leveraged Instagram, and this might be something helpful for you, is when I don't feel like doing, or I don't have time to do a full blown video, I'll just do Instagram. Hey guys, I prepped this way, 30 seconds. Yeah. And then I'm like, all right guys, here's the cook, 30 seconds. All right guys, it's done, 30 seconds. All right, here's some food porn, 30 seconds. So it's not a video, but it's a series of 30 seconds, man, that might help you out. If you don't have time to do a full blown video, you can leverage Instagram that way. I do that a lot.
One of the things I found early on is that it's really hard to drag somebody from one platform to another. Right. So, right. you know, I found that out with like my Facebook group has, you know, over 9,000 members in my Facebook right. group. I can't bring, you know, half of those people over into YouTube. So they just, YouTube people seem to be YouTube people, and they're on Facebook sometimes, but they're just not like some of the YouTube people that are in my groups. You know, they hang out in Facebook, you know.
Different people have different tastes now.
Yeah. And then Instagram is totally different too, because it's that quick hit, like you said.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Build them all.
Oh yeah.
Don't try to drag them over.
No.
YouTube, I got like 500 plus people on my Instagram, which is a pittance, you know, 40 grand plus on freaking YouTube. And I just don't invite a lot of people to my personal Facebook thing. I just don't. But we're going to move along to the podcast. Talk to me about, well, first explain and give yourself a shout out on your podcast. And then we're going to go to the subject, which is podcasting. So do that for me.
Well, and you know, it kind of falls into play though, because you know, I started with the Facebook group and it kind of grew really quick. So I decided, well, what would be the next step? Then I went to the YouTube channel. And then I said from there, after about a year on the YouTube, I said, well, I kind of got that down. What else can I do? And to spread, you know, my knowledge and stuff. And I didn't, you know, I watch a lot of barbecue guys and other foodies on YouTube. And of course you watch Malcolm Reed, and he's got his YouTube, his podcast. Yep. And I saw a couple others, and I said, well, there's really nobody out there in podcast land talking about mixing sous vide and barbecue. You know, they got plenty of them that are talking about barbecue by itself. And they, every once in a while, they might come up with a topic that's outside of barbecue or mixing barbecue with another cooking method. So I decided, well, maybe I should try that. And not all of my podcast episodes, you know, mix the two. I have plenty of people that just talk about barbecue, and then I have people that just talk about sous vide, but I always try to tie them in together somehow, you know, because, you know, some of these barbecue guys, it's hard to drag them away from, you know, mixing it, you know, even cooking in their oven, you know, so it's like
you can't get them out of their thing. I understand.
Right.
I understand.
So, you know, you got to kind of soft sell it and try to get some of the stuff out of them. But so that's what I did about a year ago. I said, you know what, I'm going to try this out, see if I can figure out how to do a podcast. And, you know, it's like when I first started YouTube, I didn't know how to edit a video. I didn't know, you know, any of that stuff. And I kind of taught myself. Right. So I did a couple. I invited, you know, a couple people that I thought would be really good, and I wanted to talk to you, like Greg Mervich was one of my first guests.
Right, right.
And then, you know, Troy Smith, T-Roy Cooks.
T-Roy,
a couple of people I just reached out to and said, hey, you know, I'm going to start this podcast. Would you want to be a guest? I want to try this thing out. And they're like, yeah, great, you know, which nice. I found, you know, the YouTube Cooks community has always been pretty, pretty great and open and willing to help people. And especially when you're a new up and coming channel, that's what I love about it, is that, you know, you can go to somebody like Greg, who's been doing it for 8 years, and I just started my channel a month ago, and he's I'll help you out, do whatever,
And T-Roy's so, like that. Everybody's like that. Everyone that I know.
Everybody that I know. Yeah. I mean, that's what I love about it. So that's what I did. I started, and I'm saying, I had a couple episodes just trying to get my feet wet, just like you do with your first YouTube video. It took me about 6 episodes to where I started to get a flow, and it's to a point now. It's not the most popular podcast in the world by any means. I mean, podcasts, there's a lot of different podcasts out there, so you're competing with a lot of different people out there, just like on YouTube. But
no, think about it though. Podcasting compared to YouTube is fledgling. There's a lot of podcasts out there, but there's nowhere close to as many freaking podcasts as there are YouTubers. By no means. If you're being successful, if you're even getting subscribers in YouTube, podcasting, man, if you get your foot in there, dude, I've been podcasting for what, 2 months? Why do you think I'm trying to get you? I've been podcasting for 2 months. Now, let's transition into that. Your podcast is Fire and Water Cooking Podcast, correct?
Yeah. Everything is Fire and Water Cooking. If it's not fire in the at, and it's at and spelled out, A-N-D. So like my Instagram is Fire and Water Cooking. Okay. So my website is Fire and Water Cooking spelled out. So, but my website, I actually have a link to my YouTube channel and the podcast on my website. So if you just go to my website, Fire and Water Cooking, you get my blog, which I don't know if you've ever blogged, Phil. I don't hardly ever, but it's hard to do. It's hard to keep up with a blog when you're doing all this other stuff. So every once in a while, I'll put a blog post out there, but most of it is to point you to the podcast and the YouTube channel and the Facebook and all that. So,
and those of y'all listening, looking, watching, or whatever you're doing, all of his information, his podcast, his YouTube, and all that is going to be in the show notes. And it's in the description box for those of you guys that are on YouTube right now. So back to podcast. Now we're going to actually get to the subject of this podcast, which is about podcasting, man. What was the thing that actually got you to do the podcast? Because mine was, I started out wanting to try to promote my YouTube channel. But I was like, well, the YouTube channel's doing good. And I don't want to overlap because I want this, the RBOP thing, to be different from my other thing. So I kind of just pulled this out of my butt, to be honest. But what influenced you, or what idea, or what incentive, what actually made you want to do the pod, aside from everything else, just the podcast? Was it to promote?
It was more to, like I said, it was, it's just another venue to try to spread what I was, teaching people. Like I said, YouTube was growing. I was doing good with it. And like I said, I saw an opportunity that, I listened to podcasts, and I said, I could never find one that talked about even just sous vide, by itself, if they did one episode of it, and it was like, every 6 months or so they'd have one. So I just saw really a need there. And I just said, I used to listen to podcasts and, it doesn't sound like it's hard, and I'd like to be able to invite people and talk to people, and it's learn. I can learn while I'm talking to them. So okay. It was more of that, more interaction, and then having people come on my podcast and open up so people can actually learn more about them, like with Greg or Troy, people watch their videos and they can get to know them some, but they're not really talking about themselves and how they started and how they developed their channels over the years, which I know there's people who want to know that kind of stuff. And, occasionally they'll do a live and they try to talk, but they're mostly taking questions from people in the group and in the chat. But, I just thought, hey, I can learn from these people and just to see if I can do it, and then I can actually, have another venue and, promote the brand overall.
Of course.
Just trying to promote the brand, but it was more of, just, hey, I think I can make another, I can have something where people can actually go and listen to and that are going to like it and get some information and learn something. So
got you.
That wasn't out there. I was filling a need that wasn't out there. So,
so the, the idea, the origin was to fill a void. That's perfect.
Yeah, pretty much. It was, you know, I'm already doing this in other, you know, venues, you know, with Facebook and YouTube.
Right.
And podcasting, you know, what are you normally doing? You're talking about things, you know, you're discussing things, you're interviewing people and getting their ideas on stuff. And so it just kind of was a natural to that next step. Okay. Now that I've started and I've learned and I'm teaching, you know, this is another step to, you know, teach people and also get them to, you know, learn more from what my guests can teach as well. Like, you know, I had Malcolm Reed and his wife on, you know, and I had them both, not just Malcolm, but and his wife. So
together.
Yeah. So it was like, I'd never seen, you know, they're on their podcast all the time, but you know, when they're on somebody else's podcast, like Malcolm's on Barbecue Central podcast all the time, it's always just him. It's never his wife, you know, and it's, so it was fun to have him and his wife on just to get that, you know, hey, how did you guys start out when, you know, you were just walking around barbecue competitions with a handheld, you know, camcorder, you know, 12 years ago to where you are now, and get it from not just Malcolm's perspective, but, you know, his wife's perspective. Now, we didn't even talk about sous vide in that, but it was more of, you know, that was interesting to me. And I found that a lot of people were also interested in that type of stuff, you know?
Good. And just like this, the pressure's not on you being the guest to run the podcast. You can say whatever you want. You see what I'm saying? Right. Yeah. The heavy lifting is on the podcaster. The heavy lift is not on the guest, you know? And I'm sure that Malcolm and his wife, you know, that transition into the conversation. That's awesome.
Well, and one of the things that, you know, early on people, I started getting comments from people after I was done with my podcast with them. They were saying, wow, that was, you know, you did a really good job of doing podcasts. How long you been doing this? And I was like, you know, 3 months. And they're like, really? You know, nice. So I got a lot of comments like that because it feels really comfortable for me to interview people and talk about, because, you know, I'm really asking questions that I'm interested in and I'd like to know. And I know
that I'm doing you now.
And I know there's other people out there that want to, you know the same thing. And I try to make them feel comfortable. I tell people, all my guests up front, if I start to ask you something, you know, that you're not comfortable with, just tell me, you know. I'll give them an outline up front and say, this is what I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. If you want to talk about anything else, you can tell me. If you don't want to talk about something, you know, if something's off limits,
let me know,
because I want them to be comfortable, because I don't want them to be, I want to have a good guest. I want a guest to be interesting. I want them to be comfortable. I want them to open up to me. I don't want them to be nervous. I want them to act like they're talking to a friend of theirs that they've known for years. And
exactly.
That they're comfortable, you know, opening up to and telling them, you know, now, what I want to hear.
Where did you learn? Look, this is a segue. Where did you learn that from, man? How did you learn the podcast? Any techniques, any training? Where did you get your podcasting chops?
I don't know. I really didn't study it too much before I started doing it. About the only thing I studied was, you know, what equipment to get and what, you know, software is better. I didn't really study any kind of interviewing tips or anything like that. I just, you know, I went into it going to myself saying, I want to make people feel comfortable. And right. I want to ask them questions that I want to know. And I'm, you know, that I think other people would want to know about them. And so I really didn't do any kind of, you know, it was just, I want to do it my way, you know, kind of like what you're doing. You're doing it your way.
I was going to say, you're my example and other podcasters are my example. I haven't trained. Okay. I'm a natural speaker. You know, I like to talk to people. I've been military trained to be able to convey a message and all that nonsense, which helps out and the baritone ain't bad. I mean, so all of that helps my podcast, but I'm like you, man. I'm less experienced than you are, man. I'm learning as I go.
Well, and I found that, you know, the more comfortable I was doing it, the more comfortable the guest was. And, and I figured, you know, hey, you know, this is me talking. I'm not conscious of anybody else listening in. You know, just like with me and you right now, even though there's people, you know, watching us and there's people chatting in the chat, in the comments and stuff. And to me, it's just me and you talking. So exactly. Now I feel a lot different when I go live on YouTube or something, you know, by myself and it's just me talking. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm talking to somebody else like you, or I'm interviewing somebody on my podcast, right. I'm a lot more comfortable than talking into a camera and nobody, you know, there except for people in comments. Oh, for some reason, it freaks me out. I just don't
really. You know, I don't, that's how we're different, baby.
I'm not comfortable, you know, talking to myself pretty much. You know, I'm trying to keep up with comments and try to talk to people that way.
Well, let me help you with that. When you're looking into that screen, you're not talking to yourself. You're talking to the world. No pressure.
No, I know, but it just feels kind of, like I said, I don't know what it is, but I'm more comfortable talking to somebody that's on the other side of the camera.
I understand. Here's my secret for my YouTube channel, all right, for Daddy Cooks. I have the benefit of my daughters behind the camera. So when it looks like I'm talking to the camera, I'm talking to my daughter.
Right.
Oh, wait, rim shot. That's my secret, folks. That's my secret. Let's transition. Next question. And you're doing great, man. I'm so glad you came in. You are a perfect interviewee.
Well,
but you mentioned, I'm sorry.
I'm doing a lot better than Josh did, right? Because I just saw Babe came in. Oh
man. Gut shot. Is Babe in
here? Babe just came in. So I did a lot better than the Josh guy. That's for sure.
Man, people are in here. I want to give some shout out. You know, hey, we got CJ in here for Cooking with CJ. We got Babe in here. Soul Food Cooking. We got him in here. Welcome everybody. But next question. You talked about equipment, and this is what I'm so interested in. We're not going to compare, but I'm interested. What are you running? Because your audio's great, your video's great, your podcast is great. And we talked about this before we started. When you get a phone call in or something like this, you don't know how their audio is. And I told you before we started, I'm so glad that you're here because you got podcast audio. I got podcast audio. This should sound pristine. But what are you running?
I'm not like you. I don't go out and buy the most expensive or, you know, I actually got this. This is a what is it called? I can't remember. It's a Techniques or something.
Audio Technica.
Audio Technica. Yeah. It's a $50 Audio Technica.
Wait. I got one right. Yeah. I got one too. It's right.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's a $50 Audio Technica.
Right.
You know, this was probably $30, the arm and the boom and everything. Right. It's nothing too fancy, but it's good enough to where I'm not one that goes out and buys, you know, because obviously this is not something we're making a ton of money on. You know, podcast doesn't make me anything.
Yeah. Really. We're going to be famous, man. Yeah. We're going to be famous.
I don't think we're going to be Joe Rogan's. That's for sure.
I know. Oh, you heard about that? You heard about his deal?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. Multi-million-dollar deal with Spotify. I don't even know Joe Rogan, but there you go, Joe Rogan. Shout out, dude. Anyway, what's your interface? How are you?
I'm strictly going right into my computer. So USB, this is USB.
That plug, sounds right? Amazing. Straight Audio Technica, USB straight into the computer. Wow. Yep.
And my headphones are plugged into that. And that's it. I mean, I don't have anything fancy. I don't do a lot of, you know, I don't have a mixing board or anything like that.
Right.
I figure if I start, you know, getting, you know, 10,000 downloads an episode, I might, you know, invest in something like that. But you know,
when you get 10,000 downloads, bring me on as a guest again.
but
your rig, that's what the rig that I'm going to have. I mean, I already bought the Audio Technica. And that's going to be my travel rig when I go back to Parts Unknown. Those of you that aren't familiar with me, I work in the Middle East. So I still do YouTube videos, small cameras that can fit in the carry-on. The Audio Technica can fit in the carry-on. So, you know, I got to have a travel studio. And now that I've started the podcast, I got to have a travel YouTube rig and a travel podcast rig. My bag's getting heavy, man.
Yeah. But, and the way I do my recordings and stuff, I usually just use like either Zoom or there's other, what was it called? Zencaster or Squadcast. There's other, you know, online based, because I don't like to do like the phone call dial up stuff. It's right. You know, I like to do all my stuff at least online because you get a better sound quality. So usually that's what I do. It's you know, really simple. I probably maybe $30 a month I pay for all the stuff that I use for that. Nice. And I edit all my stuff through the same stuff that I edit my videos through, you know, Adobe, you know, so
really
Premiere Pro.
I've been editing through. Oh, well, let me say this. Matter of fact, I'm gonna put this up on the screen real quick, fast. If I may, of course I may. Jason Yamas, he says, this is very informative as I plan on a podcast in the future. Thanks. You're welcome, Jason. When it comes to your equipment, man, deal with what you can afford and what you can use. All right. Because if you get some crazy rig or some crazy equipment and you can't figure it out or you can't use it or it's not working for you, you're not going to use it. It's going to sit on the shelf, just like YouTubers. If you get this crazy funky camera and you can't make it do what you want, that $1,500 to $3,000 camera is going to sit on the shelf and you're going to be using your phone again. Don't do anything crazy. I kind of go over the top because I'm competitive. Matter of fact, when I was on the podcast with Darren before, he talked about I'm competitive. And, you know, I'll test and test to make sure my stuff's right before I do anything, but that's just me. All right. Don't go up crazy out of your budget. You can podcast with your phone. All right. You can podcast with a phone and some headphones. So do what makes you comfortable. And now I'm gonna go back to Darren. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, that's okay. Because you can go as big or as little as you want when you're starting out. You know, there's people, I mean, like I said, I talked to you when you first started, you're the kind of guys, you want to have all the equipment and you want to hit the ground running and you know, you want sound to be good and all that. I started out with a different microphone, something that was, you know, I said, you know, I'll spend $25-$30, see if it works, and do a couple episodes. If I think it's going to be something, then I'll start investing. The same thing I did with YouTube. I mean, I take things kind of slow, stick my toe in, and then I'll go from there, you know, and then, you know, you just do a lot of research. Hey, you know, and I found out that a lot of podcasters use this microphone. It's very inexpensive. It's under $100. This boom stuff and, you know, all the other stuff is really, you know, this whole setup here is probably $120, which is nice. To me. And I can use it for more than just a podcast, which I do too. So, I mean, you can use it for more than that. And it sounds good. You know, someday down the road, you know, like I said, if I start, you know, doing this, you know, generating some good income from it, you know, I might set up some kind of studio where I can have guests in studio as well, and multiple, you know, speakers, you know, multiple microphones and all that kind of stuff. If you look at what Malcolm and Rochelle have, you know, they went through just like within 3 or 4 months, they went through like changing out all their equipment like 3 or 4 times because they couldn't get it right, you know. But then again, they've got a lot more viewers. They've got people, you know, they're doing.
And a bigger budget.
Yeah, and a bigger budget. They're doing video and audio. So they you know, they've got people there helping them do it. You know, they're running it and they got other people there too. So me, it's just me like you. It's just me here doing everything myself, just like my YouTube videos. I don't have you have your daughters helping you, but I don't have anybody. I just do all my stuff myself. So but
you what's know, funny. I'm sorry, what's funny is this is the only second video I had a guest. With Josh, I got a guest with you. These are only two videos when I didn't have a daughter sitting next to me. It was just us. And I've run through gear, man. Before I was doing a podcast, I was just doing live stuff. I had a Blue Yeti on a different arm, cheaper arm, blah, blah, blah. And I ran that for a while. And then I upgrade a little bit. And then I upgrade a little bit. So, well, yeah, actually, I upgraded a lot. But
well, that's because you know, when you decide that, hey, this is what I want to do, I'm ready to make that commitment, then you can do that. You know, when it's like I said, when I first started, I got like a $15 mic off of Amazon that it sounded okay, but it was still kind of tingy and hollow. You know, it was nowhere near with the quality of this, even though this is still an inexpensive microphone. It's still, you know, it's not $15. It's, you know, $60-$70, but
yeah,
it sounds a lot better than the one I started with. So, you know, once I started, hey, yeah, I think this is going to be something I want to do, I'll try something else. But, you know, I'm the one, like I said, I stick my toes in to see if I like it. I'm not going to go out just like even with grills. You know, when I started, you know, looking at ceramic grills, I didn't want to go out and buy a $1,200, you know, ceramic grill right off the bat. I wanted to see if I liked that style of cooking first. So I went and bought, you know, a $200, you know, steel, you know, Acorn grill at Home Depot that's similar to Kamado's, and see if I liked even that whole cooking style.
Man, so, I want a Kamado so bad. I want a Kamado. The two things I don't have is a Kamado and a pellet. I just got a freaking Blackstone. Anyway, back to podcast.
But that's how I was, you know, with the equipment on the podcast, and even with my YouTube stuff. I mean, I go through the, you know, lapel microphones and stuff too, because, you know, I like lapel microphones. I don't like the ones that are on the cameras or the phones. So I like, you know, but so I go through, I tear those things up, so I won't buy an expensive one, you know.
See, I'm trying to find a dual one. I bought one. I'm not going to say the name because it's been cutting out. So I had to revert back to my older. I'm not a perfectionist, but I'm competitive. And if my shit ain't right, I'm going to buy something different. But what's your plans for the future, man? What's the plans for the podcast? We all want to be Joe Rogan, but what's your plan?
Well, I'm just hoping it, you know, to continue to grow. I mean, it grows every month. I get more and more downloads. I watch it. It's not, you know, spiking. I mean, I average about 300 or 400 downloads a week.
I wish.
You'll get there. I mean, it takes a while, but I promote it just like I do my YouTube videos. I stick it out there on my Facebook groups and stuff like that. And, you know, I hopefully, I'm doing this whole thing because I'm close, like you, you're retired already, but I'm close to retirement age, and I'd like to be able to, instead of working at Walmart or, you know, you know, doing something that I don't want to do to supplement my income or to have something to do. I'd rather do something like this where I love what I'm doing. So
here's my dream. My perfect dream. And I'm with you. My perfect dream is this. Get up in the morning on Monday, go grocery shop, shoot a YouTube video. Tuesday, edit and upload. Wednesday, might do a live just to talk about the video. Thursday, do nothing. Friday, do nothing. Saturday, do a podcast. That's my week.
Yeah. I mean, and hopefully it generates enough income to supplement where I don't have to get a, you know, a part-time job. I can do something I like and generate a little bit of, you know, I don't plan on being, you know, Joe Rogan or rich or, you know, developing, you know, I like to develop my brand just enough to where, you know, it makes me a little bit of money. I can support itself and maybe, you know, put a couple bucks in my pocket and teach people. I mean, I found one of the things that I really get out of it, especially in the Facebook group and stuff, where I have people come back and go, hey, I tried your recipe. And I'm sure you do this too on your Daddy Cooks, you know, is when people say, I tried, you know, one of your recipes and it worked out great.
Yeah.
You know, or you showed me how to, you know, do this particular way with, you know, sous vide and barbecue, and it turned out awesome.
Yeah.
Or when they come back and go, hey, I did it this way, you know, what did I do wrong? I really get, you know, I like that when people come to me and ask questions or tell me that they tried something I showed them and I love it.
Turned out, I do
you
too.
Know, so, you know, so that, it's more fulfilling than, you know, being a Walmart, you know, greeter or whatever, you know, whatever, you know, whatever you want to be, you know, say it is, or doing what I do now for a living. You know, I've been in banking for almost over 30 years and I don't love it at all. I mean, it's horrible. It's, you know, it's just something I have to do to make money. And, you know, it's not, something that I really desire. So if I can do this, that's all. I just grow my brand enough to where I can be happy, you know, affect some people's lives to some little, you know, a little bit, not, you know, I don't want to be worshiped or anything. I don't want to be, you know, on cooking channel, you know, with my own TV channel. I don't have those kind of aspirations at all.
I'll tell you what I want. I want to say rich. I want to be financially well off, but not famous.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, because once you're famous, now you're like, you know, Michael Jordan or Michael Jackson or Madonna or somebody. You can't go nowhere. You know, everybody knows your face. Bump that. I don't want that. Right. I want to have a lot of money to be comfortable, but I can still go out in the streets and most of people don't know who the hell I am. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know, I have my fans, but I don't want to be worldwide. What do you call him? What's his name? Mr. Worldwide, the rapper. I can't think of his name. Anyway, the Cuban guy. But anywho, man, I really enjoyed this conversation. Thank
well,
you.
Well, let's don't let go yet because I want to talk to you a little bit. And it's still with podcasting.
Okay.
That you haven't asked me, and I would thought you would have asked me this one too. Because which one? I've had some pretty famous guests on my podcast for being a nobody with just a small YouTube channel. One of the things you got to understand is if you don't ask somebody to be a guest on your podcast.
Oh, I wanted to ask you that. How do you land those interviews, man?
You just tell them who you are and what you want to talk about and what you do and just say, look, I'd really like to have you on as a guest because I like, you know, blah, blah, blah. You talk them up and say, you know, and I learned this early on is that if you don't ask, you know, because usually I got Greg, which was like, man, I got Greg Mervich, you know, he's got the big YouTube channel, you know, he's the hero to me. He's not like, you know, Steve Reichland or anybody. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so that started me out. It's like, well, if I can ask Greg and he'll be on, I'll ask Troy. You know, Troy says yes. Said, well, if I can ask Troy, I can ask Malcolm Reed. And Malcolm Reed said yes. You know, and wow. if I can ask Malcolm Reed, then I'll ask Meathead from AmazingRibs.com. Okay. He said yes. Here, you know, he comes on.
Wow.
If I can ask Meathead, I can ask Steven Reichlin, you know, who's, you know, world famous. Yes, he came
building, on. And you're building a resume.
I'm building the resume.
If they ask you that question, it's like, well, why should they come in your podcast? Well, I don't know if you want to, but Reichland was just on my, oh, shit.
Exactly. Well, that's what I do.
Exactly.
So once I have, you know, a couple of people like that, now I go to anybody and just say, this is my podcast. I've had guests such as Steve Reichland, Malcolm Reed, you know, Ed Goldwyn. Now it starts to build. So now it's pretty much easier. But if you don't take that initiative, it's, you know, yeah, because I'm sitting here typing something to Steven Reichland going, I don't know if this guy's going to even read my email, you know, because he don't know who I am. But, you know, all of a sudden he emails me back. Sure. What day and time, you know, it's like, and you got to understand too, these people want to promote themselves and whatever they're doing. So it's not like, you know, they're just going to, you know, they know they're going to promote whatever it is they're doing. It's like Meathead, you know, he was promoting his sous vide and barbecue part of his website and this little book he was doing. But, you know, he's a great guy to talk to. And he's kind of like us in the YouTube cook community. You know, a lot of these people are the same way. Mm-hmm. They'll talk to people, you know, all day long and they try to help, you know, so don't be afraid to ask somebody, even though you think they're going to say no, just ask them and have confidence. And when you send them a email or something, you know, asking them, you know, be confident, just, you know, expect them to be wanting to say yes instead of, don't go like, you know, I don't know if you'd like to come on. I just got a little podcast. I just started.
Oh, no, man.
No, you don't do it that way. Say I've started, I used, of course, my Facebook group size and my Facebook page and my YouTube channel to you know, this is who I am. And I used it like, made myself sound bigger than I was.
No, made yourself sound perfect. That's all I'm saying.
But it was, you know, I didn't go to like, I got this little podcast. You know, just if you think you got time to come on, you know, maybe you can help me out. No, I came on just like, hey, I got this big, you know, Facebook group following. I started this podcast. I'd like to have you on, you know, and it's just if you exude confidence, those people you think are going to say no, say yes. And I mean, I literally... You know, these people that, you know, they come back and say yes. And it's like, I go, man, I can't believe this.
We got a question from Ramona. She says, who is the most popular or famous person you had? We answer that one first. And then is it intimidating to come up with unique questions? So give me that.
Well, it is. And what I normally do is if I know I'm having like Malcolm Reed on, I'll go back and I'll look at his YouTube channel. I'll look at, you know, what he's done over his career. And I'll have questions, you know, because that's what I like to do. I like to go back from the beginning, you know. So I'll go, hey, you know, I started a YouTube channel and I see you started one 12 years ago. What's changed, you know, over that 12 years? Because, you know, just like with your YouTube channel, you know, your first videos look totally different than what they do now. And mine too.
They sucked.
But probably the most famous one I've had, probably Steven Reichlin is, he's been around probably the longest, and more people know him throughout the world because he's been on PBS and had, you know, written lots of books. But Malcolm Reed, Meathead Goldwyn, probably Stephen Reichlin's probably the most famous. But I've had people that are really good, famous people throughout, cooking. Like I've had A.J. Scheller, who's the executive chef for La Cria, which is the biggest sous vide training school in the world.
Wow.
Actually, it's run by one of the guys that actually discovered and started sous vide. So I've had some pretty amazing guests on, like I said, and probably the most famous one that people would know would be probably Stephen Reichlin.
Nice. I put this up on the screen too. I put it up earlier when we were talking about gear. Jason says the right tool for the right job. Get something that's quality and versatile, yet not going to reduce efficiency. Thanks, Phil and Darren. So he thanked us for the advice that we were talking about gear.
Yeah. You don't want to get something super cheap, but you don't want to get something that, might
that's going to kill your budget.
Yeah. Like Phil said, something that's over your head that it's too complicated or that's, over your head for using, this is a middle of the road microphone, but it works great. It's not the fanciest, but it's not the cheapest, either. So,
all right. So we're going to wrap this up, man. Oh, hold on. Mona got one more. CJ says he has CJ Dutch on the podcast. So he has that going for him. Okay. Mona asks this. Who would be your dream interview?
I'd like to have Aaron Franklin and probably Kenji Lopez Alt. I'm trying to, because I'm part of, this Facebook group and YouTube and even the podcast has got me involved, and I'm part of the International Sous Vide Association, which is just a bunch of guys who got together and started a group and got a bunch of famous people to kind of tag on with it. And Kenji's, last year was the first sous vide summit. It was in outside of Philadelphia last year. It was supposed to be in San Francisco this year, but it got canceled. It was supposed to be in August, so they kind of canceled it. But, Kenji was supposed to be there. And so I'd like to get somebody like, Kenji, if you don't know who Kenji Lopez Alt is, he wrote the Food Lab and he's, Serious Eats. He's a really big overall cooking guy. So I'm not just barbecue. I'm not just sous vide. I like to cook everything like you, Phil. Yeah.
Good food. That's right.
Somebody like that, or somebody like, Aaron Franklin, who just got nominated into the Barbecue Hall of Fame yesterday.
Nice.
And
deservedly so.
Yeah. Somebody like that, I would just, because it's not just that somebody's famous, but it's somebody like that I want to pick their brain. Like with Stephen Reichlin, I wanted to pick his brain. And I think I sold Stephen Reichlin on mixing sous vide and barbecue because he he kind of off, at the beginning was kind of like, I just let you know up front that I don't, I just cook over fire and I don't think, sous vide and barbecue are together. But by the end of the discussion, I think I kind of turned him around because
the influencers.
Well, because I explained to him that you can actually make something by combining those two methods that you can't make with them either, by themselves. So I can take a brisket and make it medium rare and smoky and tender, which you can't do it on the smoker by itself. Right. Or in the sous vide. So he kind of said, well, you're right. He kind of opened my eyes up a little bit to that. So, that's kind of what I like doing with these people. It's not just, starstruck. It's like, I like to pick these guys' brains because I like to learn and I like to, understand, especially with somebody like him who we started out, just writing as a writer and then turned into, what he is now is just like the, most prolific guy cooking over fire and smoke.
So let me ask you this. What final big nugget would you give to anyone that wanted to start a podcast today?
Just know what you want to do first. You got to have a passion for what you're going to be talking about. If you don't have a passion for what you're talking about, if you're just grasping at straws, and that goes for, starting your YouTube channel or, anything really. If you don't, I see all these people a lot of times and they're like, I just want to start a YouTube channel. Well, what do you want it to be about? I don't know. I just want to do, just me, putting on makeup or me. And it's like, Well, if you're not passionate about something, you know, if you're not very interested, if you're just going to, if it's going to be something, you know, whatever happens that day, it's not going to last long. You got to be passionate about it. So if you're going to start a podcast, just be passionate about what you want it to be about. Mm. You know, pick a topic. Don't just, I want to talk about whatever I want to talk about, whatever I'm talking about it that day. You know, have some kind of idea about what you want it to be about, and then be passionate about it, and then just start doing it. And don't be, don't think every podcast is going to be, hey, my dog just came in. Hey, Max. It's not, and everything's not going to be perfect. And do it the way you want to do it. We had a discussion off before we started on earlier was, oh, there's my wife. Hey,
she can, hey, if she wants to come in and have a few words, that's perfect. Yeah,
she doesn't like being on camera, but you know, what was I saying? Oh yeah, it's not going to be perfect. We're talking about it. We're doing this live, but I don't like to do my podcast live because I like to be able to go back and edit. You know, sometimes the guests can get, you know, too many ums and ahs, and sometimes I can. Sometimes I'll say something and I'll go, you know, I really don't want, I'll go back and edit my stuff, my questions out, or something that we may have talked about. And I'm like, you know, people probably don't want to hear about that.
And because, I'm nonchalant. Whatever happens, happens.
Well, but it's like, you know, if I'm talking to like somebody famous and I start doing the googly eyes, oh man, what'd you do? I look at it later and go, yeah, I probably should take that part out. So I like to edit, but I mean, do it the way you want to do it, because remember, it's yours. Have confidence. Know that it's not always going to be perfect, and you can always change things and edit things and make it your own.
And it's going to take time.
Yeah, it's going to take time. Nothing's going to be easy, and it's not going to hit right away. And if, you know, I see people, I'm in some of these Facebook groups for podcasters and YouTubers, and what's the first thing you see? You know, somebody starts a podcast or a YouTube channel, and it's like, within 2 weeks, they're like, I only got, you know, 10 views. I don't understand. I got four downloads. What am I doing wrong? It's like, you got to have time.
Got to have some patience, man.
And you got it,
man. I thank you for coming. I want to talk to you offline about some of those Facebook or YouTube channels about podcasting, because I got to learn, man. I'm a baby. You're a teenager. But we're all learning. Like cooked food, man. I'm so glad you came in. Wealth of knowledge. Thank you. Y'all put your hands together for my guest. Y'all put your hands together for my friend, Darren Wilson. Well,
thanks for having me on, Phil. I appreciate it. And anytime you want me to come back, just send me a check.
I will, man. I appreciate you guys. That's it, guys. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I learned a lot, and I'm going to learn a lot more because I'm going to be talking to you, Darren, about this podcast thingy. But, hey, guys, I appreciate you for spending this amount of time with me and my friend, my guest, Darren Wilson from Fire & Water Cooking. His information will be in the show notes, and if you're on YouTube, his information will be in the description box, so you can find all of his social media. Thank you all for coming. We will be out of here. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Love you like cooked food. Be safe. Wash your hands.